The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 1, Text Number 2, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on April 27th, 2012, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Announcement.
Na,
na
hi,
hi
asya,
asya
arta,
arta
surganai,
surganai
sakshat,
sakshat
nishreyasa,
nishreyasa
atmana,
atmana
na,
na
eva,
eva
asurebhya vidvesha na,
na
udvega cha Agunashya,
Agunashya,
hi, na hyasyarta saraganai,
hyasyarta suraganai,
sakshan nishreya satmana, naivasarebhyo vidveso,
naivasarebhyo vidveso,
naudvegaschanung, Nodvegas chagunashyahi.
Nodvegas chagunashyahi.
Nahias yarta saraganai.
Nahias yarta suraganai.
Sakshan nishreya satmana. Naivasare bhyo vidvesho.
Naivasare bhyo vidvesho.
Nodvegas chagunashyahi.
Nodvegas chagunashyahi.
Na,
na,
not,
na,
ne,
he,
certainly,
asya,
his,
arta,
benefit,
interest,
suraganai,
with the demigods. Sakshat, personally, Nishreyashya, of the highest bliss,
Atmana,
whose nature, no, not. Eva,
Eva,
certainly,
certainly.
Asarebhya,
for the demons,
Vidvesha,
envy,
na,
na,
not,
na.
Udvega,
fear,
cha, and Agunashya,
Agunashya,
who possesses no material qualities. He certainly. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Vishnu himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the reservoir of all pleasure. Therefore, what benefit would he derive from siding with the demigods? What interest would he fulfill in this way? Since the Lord is transcendental, why should he fear the asuras, and how could he be envious of them? Purport. We should always remember the distinction between spiritual and material. That which is material is infected by material qualities, but these qualities cannot touch that which is spiritual or transcendental. Krishna is absolute, whether he is in the material world or the spiritual world. When we see partiality in Krishna, this vision is due to his external energy. Otherwise, how could his enemies attain salvation after being killed by him? Everyone who deals with the Supreme Personality of Godhead gradually acquires the qualities of the Lord. The more one advances in spiritual consciousness, the less he is affected by the duality of material qualities. The Supreme Lord, therefore, must certainly be freed from these qualities. His enmity and friendship are external features presented by the material energy. He is always transcendental. He is absolute, whether he kills or bestows his favor. Envy and friendship arise in one who is imperfect. We fear our enemies because in the material world, we are always in need of help. The Lord, however, does not need anyone's help, for he is Atmarama. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9:26, Patrang pushpang palam toyang yome bhaktya prayachchati tadahang bhaktya pahritam ashnami prayatatmanah. If a devotee offers me with devotion a little leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. Why does the Lord say this? Is he dependent on the offering of the devotee? He's not actually dependent, but he likes to be dependent upon his devotee. This is his mercy. Similarly, he does not fear the asuras. Thus, there is no question of partiality in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vandeha. Shri Guru Shri Jata Varakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So, one point that really jumped out of the page at me was the more one deals with the personality of God, he acquires the qualities of the Lord.
Kuo daugiau žmogus turi santykius su aukščiausiu Dievo asmeniu, tuo daugiau jo savybių įgyja.
What does that mean to deal with the Lord?
Ir ką reiškia turėti reikalų su Dievu?
To come in contact with the Lord.
Tai reiškia kontaktuoti su Dievu.
To hear the teachings of the Lord.
Tai reiškia girdėti mokymus apie viešpatį.
To bow down to the Lord.
Tai reiškia nusilenkti viešpačiui.
To absorb oneself in service to the Lord.
Pasinerti į tarnystę viešpačiui.
To offer foodstuffs to the Lord. All of these dealings we have with Krishna, which are in accordance with these shastric injunctions, they Krishnize us. To be Krishnized means to acquire the qualities of the Lord. This is also mentioned by Rupa Goswami.
Taip pat tai mini ir Rupa Goswami.
Atakshi Krishna Namadi nadvaved grayam indriyai sevan muke jivado svayam evaspadat yadaha. No one can understand the transcendental name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc. of the Supreme Lord with his blunt, materially contaminated senses.
Niekas negali suprasti viešpaties formų, žaidimų, savybių ir vardų su savo bukomis, materialiomis jislėmis.
But when one becomes spiritually saturated or Krishnaized,
bet kai žmogus tampa dvasiškai įsitvirtinęs arba krishnatizuojas,
by engaging in the devotional service of the Lord,
užsiimdamas transcendentinę tarnystę viešpačiui,
jivado, beginning with the tongue,
kuri prasideda nuo liežuvio.
The transcendental name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc. of the Lord are all revealed to him.
Tada transcendentinis vardas, formos, savybės ir žaidimai jam atsiskleidžia.
So what does this mean?
Ir ką visą tai reiškia?
This means devotional service is simply wonderful.
Tai reiškia, kad atsidimo tarnystė yra paprasčiausiai nuostabi.
Because the more you do it,
nes kuo daugiau jie daro,
the more you become spiritualized. What does that mean? It means the more you realize that you're actually eternal. The more that you realize that I'm not this body. I'm an eternal spiritual being. Full of bliss and knowledge. It's a matter of just waking up and being who you really are.
Juk svarbiausiai klausimas yra tame, kad pabusti ir būti tai, kuo mes esame.
At the present moment we're in a dream.
Mes dabartiniu metu mes sapnuojame.
We're dreaming, I'm this body.
Sapnuojame, kad esame šitas kūnas.
I am male, I am female.
Vyras, moteris.
I am black, I am white.
Aš juodaodis, aš baltaodis.
I am old, I am young.
Senas, aš jaunas.
Simply a dream.
Paprasčiausias sapnas.
So all you have to do to become happy,
taigi viskas, kas turite padaryti, kad būtų,
just come out of this dream.
Tiesiog pabūsti šitą.
This dream is a nightmare.
Nes tai tėra košmaras.
It's not peaceful.
Jisai nesuteikia jums ramybės.
Who wants to die?
Kas nori mirti?
Death is not something that everybody wants.
Mirtis tai nėra tai, ko visi nori.
Because the soul is actually eternal.
Nes siela iš tiesų yra amžina.
Death is unnatural.
Todėl mirtis jai nėra natūrali.
Therefore, we find death very incompatible experience. We don't want death. We want to avoid it at all costs. Death is natural for the material body. It's unavoidable. But it is completely unnatural for the spirit self. Spirit self doesn't die. So the fact that we don't want to die,
tas faktas, kad mes nenorime mirti,
proves that we're not the body.
Įrodo, kad mes nesame
tai. If you were your body,
jeigu būtume tik tai,
then death would not be a big deal.
Mirtis nebūtų didelis.
Because it's natural.
Nes būtų natūralu.
But for the soul, it's unnatural.
Bet sielai tai nenatūralu.
And since we are actually soul, spirit soul,
kadangi mes esame sielos, dvasios,
therefore we very much hate the idea of death.
Todėl mes labai nemėgsime mirties idėjos.
Another nice point here. The more one becomes spiritualized or Krishnaized, the less he is affected by the dualities of the material qualities. What are these dualities? Matra sparsha stukanteya shitoshna sukadukada agamapayano nirnashtang stitikshvashvabharata. The non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress. And their disappearance in due course. Are like the appearance and disappearance of the winter and summer seasons. Krishna says they arise from sense perception of Sayana Bharata. And one must learn how to tolerate them without being disturbed. The dualities are there in so many ways.
Dualistiniai dalykai vyksta pas mus pastoviai.
Just like you may be attracted to something that's very beautiful, you may be very attracted to it. Oh, I'm feeling very attracted to that beautiful thing.
Pavyzdžiui, kažkas gali būti labai gražu ir jūs sužavėti, o kaip mane traukia tai.
And if something is ugly, you become repulsed. Ooh, horrible. So that's duality, attraction and repulsion. Happiness and distress. Sickness and health. Poverty and wealth. Heat and cold. And in this purport, the duality of envy and friendship is also mentioned. Prabhupada says, envy and friendship arise in one who is imperfect. Now one may wonder, well, I can understand that envy is a symptom of one who is imperfect, but how could friendship be a system of imperfection?
Na, galima nesungiai suprasti, kad pavydas, tai yra dualizmas, bet draugystė.
I mean, I thought Krishna said, Suhridam Sarabhutanam, I'm the best friend of all living entities.
Aš galvojau, kad Krishna sako, kad yra geriausias draugas visų gyvūnų.
And I thought Krishna is devotee because he's representing Krishna. He's also the best friend of all living entities.
Aš galvojau, kad atsidavęs, kadangi reprezentuoja Krishna, taip pat yra geriausias draugas.
So how can it say that friendship arises in one who is imperfect? You have to understand this statement correctly. What Prabhupada is saying is the dualities of envy and friendship arise when he's imperfect. You can't take it out of context and say, well, Prabhupada says friendship arises when he is imperfect. Prabhupada is not saying that. He's saying envy and friendship. See, that duality, you know, to one person I'm friendly, another person I'm an enemy. See, that's imperfection. The pure devotee is friendly to everyone. Because Krishna is friendly to everyone. So friendship by itself is not a symptom of imperfection. It's one of the symptoms of someone who is perfect. He's friendly to everyone. But to make a distinction, here's a friend, here's an enemy, that is a symptom of imperfection. So Krishna has no fear of any enemy. Everybody's under his power, under his control. As it is stated, Mare Krishna Rakeke, Rake Krishna Mareke. Krishna wants to kill you, nobody can protect you. And if Krishna wants to protect you, nobody can kill you. So Krishna has nobody to be afraid of. He can kill anybody he wants, anytime he wants. But being the Supreme Father of all living entities, he's not interested in killing anybody. But sometimes to favor them, he will kill them. Another nice point here, why does Krishna ask for us to offer him the leaf, the fruit, the flower, and the water? Is he going hungry up there in Goloka Vrindavan? No. He's actually, but he puts himself in that position. That if you do not feed me, I will go hungry. That is deity worship, you see. You can't let the deity starve. You have to feed the deities. Krishna very kindly to make that loving reciprocation with his devotee. Once you install deities, it's a lifetime commitment. You have to feed them every day, you have to bathe them every day, to dress them every day. Wake them up in the morning, put them to sleep. Give him a nap in the afternoon, put him to sleep at night. It's a very big responsibility. Krishna puts himself in that position, I'm dependent on you now. If you don't dress me, I'll be wearing old clothes. You have to dress me. If you don't bathe me, I'll be dirty. So you have to bathe me, you have to dress me. This is Krishna's kindness. So the devotee can have that reciprocation with the Lord. So this is a very nice concept how Krishna gives his he's completely compassionate to all living beings. When he gives kindness to the devotees, that's his friendship. And even when he kills the demons, that's another form of his friendship. So Krishna is the well-wishing friend, there's no doubt. We simply have to learn how to reciprocate with Krishna. The trouble is, we have our doubts. Is he really out there or not? Is this just something written in a book, or is Krishna real, you see? We have these doubts. So how will we overcome the doubts? It's very simple. You have to meet Krishna. Once you meet him, there'll be no doubt at all. So you have to follow the process and qualify yourself to meet Krishna. Then you will know, yes, there is Krishna. Everything is emanating from him. He's the source of all the universes. And he has so kindly appeared in the form of his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Sužinoti, kai Krishna nužudo, pavyzdžiui, demonus, jo tie žaidimai, tai reiškia, kad jis atima tik tai materialų kūną. O dvasinį kūną, tai jisai pasiema, kaip sakat, pas save, kaip išimtis. Įsivadavimo gaunamas.
Kada Krishna nužudo demonus, tai reiškia, kad nužudo tik tai jų materialų kūną, bet dvasinį kūną jisai pasiema į saugų kūną.
Then Krishna kills the demons. Then he only kills material body, but spiritual body he takes to his abode.
Yes.
Taip.
Yeah, that's right. Any other question?
Reiškiasi, Madhyama Dinkariai, tokie vidutinio tobulumo pasiekia baktai, jie draugauja su baktais ir vengia demonų, ar kitų pat yra dualizmas.
Madhyama Dinkariai, they avoid demons. This is also comes from duality.
The Madhyama Dinkariai avoids the demons and...
Which is also comes from duality or...
Jealousy?
Duality.
Is that a duality? Is he, does that distinction mean he's dwelling within the realm of duality? Is that what you want to know?
It seems like it is duality, not like...
It looks like duality.
Friends yeah. And devotees and they avoid demons. It seems like they are all...
So she's saying that looks like duality because she's making a distinction, friends and enemies. But if that's true, then God is also in duality. He says, Paritranaya sadhanam vinishayata duskritam. So that means God is also in duality. So God is not in duality. So for the devotee does not make that distinction, Krishna makes the distinction. See, being caught up in duality means to go through happiness and distress, pain and pleasure. That's the bodily platform.
Taigi, dualizmas yra kūniška platforma patirti skausmą.
That's different. A devotee is transcendentally situated.
Bet tai yra skirtumas, nes
beyond the dualities.
Anapus dualizmų.
Not that he's happy sometimes, he's sad sometimes, he's always in bliss.
Nėra taip, kad jis kartais laimingas, kartais liūdnas.
But he's making a distinction between the demons and the devotees. That doesn't mean he's in duality.
It
simply means he's seeing through the eyes of the scripture. To be in duality means you see through the eyes, you perceive things based on your sense gratification. That's what duality
means.
In the realm of sense gratification, sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're miserable. Sometimes you're honored, sometimes you're dishonored. And you're affected by those things. It's like sometimes it always affects you. You see, if people praise me, I'm happy. If they chastise me, I'm angry. That means one who's dwelling in duality. But a Vaishnava, he sees everything in relation with Krishna, therefore he's beyond the duality. If someone praises him, he thinks, well, actually I don't deserve this, it's all the blessings of my spiritual master. And if someone chastises me, you think, actually, I'm a much bigger scoundrel than what they said I was. They were being very kind to me by speaking only in very mild terms. So in this way, the devotee connects every single experience with Krishna. He sees the loving hand of Krishna in every step. That's what it means to be beyond the dualities. It doesn't mean that everything becomes one like the Mayavadis say. You understand? Any other question? Yes.
Srila Gurudev, I have heard that it's not proper to offer obeisances in public for spiritual master. Could you explain it?
He's heard that it's not proper to offer obeisances in public to the spiritual masters. Actually, when Prabhupada was here, there was no such rule. It doesn't matter where we were, if we saw Prabhupada, we would hit the ground. At the airport, where it didn't matter, any place we would. Public place, temple, didn't matter, any place we'd hit the ground. Because that's the Shastic injunction. So I heard that there was a policy like that here. So I asked Sankirtan Das about it yesterday. And he said, yeah, if we bow down in public, like a program, then nobody will want to hear anything. They won't want to take the books. They'll just turn them off. So we shouldn't bow down because then they'll get turned off. They won't want to hear from us. So I thought, well, if we're doing a public program tonight in Vilnius, why don't we have a little fun and make an experiment, scientific experiment? Because Prabhupada told the reporter in New York, he said, yes, you must think that we're strange because we are spiritual. Prabhupada didn't mind being that they thought we were strange. He said, it's natural you think we're strange because we are spiritual and you are material. So anyway, encouraged by Prabhupada's enthusiasm that it's okay to be strange, I thought, well, let's give it a try in Vilnius tonight. So I gave Sankirtan Das the instruction, tell all the devotees, bow down. So everywhere devotees are bowing down in the hallway, everywhere they're bowing down. And we were getting, and I walked in, they all bowed down, and all the non-devotees are there seeing everyone bow down. And then I had him explain to the people in the introduction, we are bowing down, and this is why we are bowing down. What did you tell them? Translation?
No, he didn't say anything. He just repeated what you said.
I'm saying, tell them what you told. Tell the people what you told them.
Aš paaiškinu, kad tai mes pasilikėm dvasinį mokytojų, nes tokia yra vietinė kultūra, kuri ugdo pagarbą. Paaiškinu, kad vietinė kultūra net tėvams ir vyresniems ir lenkiamus, lygiai taip pat ir dvasinį mokytojų, tokiu būdu ugdant ir išaiškint pagarbą. Nes ir kaip paaiškinu, ir paaiškinu, kad mes dėl to pasilikėm dvasinį mokytojų.
Now tell me what you said in English.
I just tell that in Vedic culture, this is a way to show respect, and we show respect even to our parents, to spiritual master, to older, so this is why we bow down.
Ah, okay, very good. So, I was wondering, okay, let's see what's going to happen now. And practically every single guest in the whole room bought a hardbound book.
Ir praktiškai kiekvienas narys, kuris buvo atėjęs į paskaitą, įsigijo storą knygą.
They were queued up. They all buying hardbound books. Practically every single one of them bought a hardbound book.
Ir praktiškai visi įsirikiavo į eilę, kad įsigyti knygą.
So I was thinking, actually, maybe in the days of the Soviet era, it wasn't good, but now it's good.
Aš galvoju, galbūt ir sovietų laikais yra...
The Soviet era has moved away now, you see.
Bet sovietų laikai baigėsi.
Now it's good to bow down. Because we did it when Prabhupada was here. But of course, if some gurus say don't do it, then you should follow their instruction. But if some guru says do it, then for him you should do it. Some gurus maybe feel it's not, they feel embarrassed or something. Actually, I don't feel that I deserve it. I know I don't deserve it. But it's going through, I'm taking it on behalf of Prabhupada and offering it to Prabhupada in my heart. So it's actually the more that the representatives of Prabhupada are honored, the more Prabhupada becomes honored. And the more that Prabhupada becomes honored, the more we'll all become happy. So at least when I'm here in public, you can bow down. We even heard a complaint about running. Devotees run after us when we drive away. It's like Nareshwari is famous for running after. Someone complained, oh, we shouldn't run after the car in public. I got a very heavy complaint. No, this isn't good. You shouldn't run after the car in public. This is not good. But I didn't accept them. Because this devotees become enlivened, you see. They're offering their respect. They're showing their love. If we can't practice our culture, how we can establish our culture in this world? If we can't even practice our own culture, how can we establish our culture on this planet? It's something only in the books. We can't do it. I saw the Muslims are very, they'll sit down. They say their prayers five times a day. I saw a Muslim in the airport sitting on the, bowing down on the floor saying his prayers in the middle of the airport. They're not embarrassed to do their prayers in public. Why we should be embarrassed to do our praying in public? We think Allah is something better than Krishna? Krishna is not good enough? Is it? It's okay for the Muslims to worship Allah, but we can't in public. But we can't worship Krishna in public. Means we're timid little mice, you know. We're afraid to be show our culture. Reminds me of one of our pujaris in the Dallas temple in the old days. He had a shaved head with a sikha. When he would walk one block to buy something in the grocery store, he put a hat on to hide his secret. I mean, what's the big deal? I have to hide my secret, you know. We should be proud of our culture. Not embarrassed, you know. Oh, somebody might see my sikha and think I'm strange. I mean, come on. We're revolutionaries. We're bringing in a new culture on this planet. Let that sikha fly in the breeze. Okay, any other questions? Нарешвер.
Norėjau paklausti mokytojo, reiškia, kada salėje, reiškia, mes uždaroj patalpoj, reiškia, tai atlieka mokytojo nurodymus, tai yra labai palanku lengvis, kadangi žmonės ir atėjo sužinoti tos dvasinės tiesos. Bet ar tai yra estetiška ir etiška gatvėje, kada mes su švariais rūbais ir dar grįžę turim, ta prasme, lenktis, tarkim, kad ir du brahmačiariai iki Alubario nubėgo ir nusilenkė, ne, bet o ten tai nėra švarų prispjaudyta. Kaip va ta etika estetiška, estetika turėtų spręsti?
How to deal that thing that outside, if you're bowing down, it's a very dirty place, so we become also dirty.
Yeah, if somebody spits, you know, you wouldn't bow down on the spit. You know. And even in Vrindavan, it's the same thing, you know, when you're in the Dham, it's the same thing. You have to be careful where you bow down. It might be, if it's some monkey stool there, you're not going to bow down right there, you know. I mean, I always, every time when I arrive in Vrindavan, I immediately get out of the taxi cab and down on the street, I offer my dandavats on the pavement, but I'm really, I look where I don't want to get my kurta dirty. I look and see where I'm going to bow, yeah. Okay, next question. Yes.
Dėl Krišnos atsiminimo pastoviai, vat, yra toks dalykas, kol džepą kartuoji, tuo momentu viskas gerai ir galvoji, vat, atsiminsi, bet tik kaip išeini į gatvę, kažkokias pareigas, viską, tai paprasčiausiai situacijose pamiršti. Ir jau tuos susieji su savim, ten su kažkuo, ir aš tokį eksperimentą dariau, kad pastoviai atsimint. Ir bet kokiai situacijai matyti Krišnos veiksmą, bet kokio, ar čia yra dirbtina, ar čia gerai yra, ką aš dabar darau, vat, kad kur aš susiduriu, kad kažkas patreiškia čia Krišnos, taip jis sustatė tą situaciją, ne? Ar čia yra dirbtina, ką aš bandau daryti.
Yra lengva, kol kartuojam džepą prisiminti Krišną, bet paskui yra sunkiau, tai aš stengiuosi kiekvieną situaciją matyti, kad čia yra Krišnos ranka, ar tai yra gerai toks eksperimentas, ar ne. While I'm chanting, it's quite easy to remember Krishna, but if I go to street, it's not so easy. So I'm always trying to see everything as Krishna's hand, as Krishna's energy. Always try to remember, this is good that I am trying to do this or not.
Trying to see everything in relation with Krishna is very good. Krishna states, you can look in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text number 30. Krishna says, Yo mam pashyati sarvatra. Sravang chamai pashyati, tashyahang na sapashyami, satchame na pranashyati. He says, for one who sees me in everything and sees everything in me, I'm never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So if you can try to see Krishna in everything, it's very, very good. Because he is there, that's the thing. We simply have to learn how to see how Krishna is present. Yeah.
But seeing Krishna in everything and not chanting is good? Not able to chant?
If you don't chant, you won't be able to see Krishna within everything. You must chant, and then you become qualified to see Krishna within everything. At least 16 rounds daily. and following the four regulated principles. By doing that, you become qualified to see Krishna everywhere in due course of time.
Klausimas, kad jeigu mes visi mėgam, tai kas turi vykti, kažkoks sukretimas ar kažkas, kad mes pabūstume. Ir norėtume siekti šitą kultūrą.
We are dreaming now, so what should happen, some accident or something that we want to, that we wake up and want to follow this culture?
I don't follow.
It's like we are dreaming now, sleeping. So
yeah.
What should happen, it should be some accident or some something to wake up us?
Yes, how to wake up?
Jai
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna will bring you out of the sleep. Prasadam. Kirtan. Really worship. Vaishnava Seva. Guru Seva. All of these things will bring you back to your identity. Just like a person is suffering from amnesia. He's forgotten who he is. The psychologist will bring him back into the association of those things which reinforce his actual identity. In this way, gradually, his remembrance comes back of who he is. So, you are suffering from amnesia. The spiritual master is a psychologist. He's bringing you back into contact with those things which are related to your true identity. And under his guidance and by his mercy, you will gradually completely revive your true sense of identity. This is how the process works.
Kartais jauni baktai eina pamokslauti į tokias neįtin palankias vietas, pavyzdžiui, į pogrindžio vakarėlius, platina tenais prasadą, knygas, atitiktimą daro. Ir ten dažnai būna žmonių, kurie neigiamai būna nusiteikę prieš Krišnos sąmonę. Ir kaip mokytojas vertina tokį pamokslavimą, ar turėtų būti kažkokie Krišnos surasto paveikslai, ar kad žmonės nepadarytų įžeidimų, kaip su tais įžeidimais, kad žmonės savo neprisidarytų, kaip
elgtis? Devintas įžeidimas. Devintas įžeidimas, ne?
Kada atsidavus eina pamokslauti į kažkokius naktinius vakarėlius, ar jie tenais turėtų atsinešti Radha Krishnos paveikslus, nes žmonės gali padaryti įžeidimus.
Sometimes devotees going to make some preaching program to some night programs, like in some party. Some party is going on, so devotees go to preach in that and make some arrangement for preaching. So it is good to go to such places, and also some people are offensive and they don't like. So how to avoid offenses?
Well, it depends. If you can go, well, sometimes devotees for business, they will do a catering business and they will cater prasadam to parties, and that's a money-making business. That can be done. I remember one time at our preaching center in State College, Pennsylvania, the next door neighbors were having a beer party in the backyard. They had a big keg of beer and they were all drinking beer. So myself, along with the temple president, Stambafru, we had a bunch of cauliflower procurers. We went over and gave prasadam to all of them.
Ir mokytojas su šventyklos prezidentu nuėjo pakoras visiems padalino.
So even though it was a beer party, we gave them prasadam and they loved it.
Taigi ten buvo alaus vakarėlis, bet prasadas jiems patiko.
So you just have to see, you know, if people are being blasphemous, then it's better to just, you know, you have to just see. One can go anywhere and preach. You can go into a bar and distribute books in the, right there in the bar, you know. You can even go into a brothel and distribute books in a whorehouse, you know. With the prostitutes. You can go anywhere and distribute books. There's no rules against it. So wherever you can go and preach, do it. Be bold, be aggressive. Now if people, devotees one time in San Francisco were invited to a party. And it was like some rich people. They wanted the devotees to come and sing for the, you know, like an entertainment. And they were all drunk, and they weren't very respectful. So you have to see, it depends. If you can actually have some nice impact and people hear and they take a book, they give a donation, you have to just see what if it's, you judge by the result. Many times devotees go to parties and preach, you know. At least I had that experience. We went to that beer party and it was very nice preaching. But if you just go, if somebody wants to go to a party and a devotee wants to go to a party and says, I think I'll go there and preach, they just go there and they don't really preach, then it's not good. Because they wanted to go to the party. And they say, well, I went for preaching, but they didn't really preach. Then that's no good. One has to be sincere about pushing for this movement. And then look for every available opportunity. We want to save these people from going down to the animal kingdom. They're dying. We have to give them Krishna. On the street, in their homes, wherever we can give them a book or give them Krishna, we want to go there. Any other questions?
Mokytas sako, tarkim, skirtinas dvasiškas žmogus, tai jis visada laimingas. Bet bakto laimė, tai šiaip priklauso nuo to, kaip jis patenkins baktas. Ir, pavyzdžiui, vis tiek būna, kad, pavyzdžiui, netgi jeigu tu ir stengiasi patenkinti baktą, bet tu padarai kažkokį klaidą, suklysti ir tas baktas lieka tai nepatenkintas. Tada automatiškai ir tu nepatenkintas. Tai kaip suprasti, nes tas yra nadalumas, kad tu gali būti patenkintas, nepatenkintas, nors tu gali dėlintis.
Mokytojas minėjo, kad baktas pažengęs, jis vis tiek yra patenkintas. Bet bakto laimė priklauso nuo to, ar jis patenkina atsidavusiu. O kartais galima ir labai stengtis, bet atsidavę nepavyks patenkinti kažkokia klaida įvyks ar panašiai, ir tada atsidavęs bus nepatenkintas, kaip suprasti.
You mentioned that devotee is always happy, but devotee happiness depends on how he satisfies other devotees. But sometimes even if he tries hard, other devotees sometimes because of some mistake is not happy, so he is also not happy. So how to understand this?
Neophyte devotees, even if you treat them properly, sometimes they may not be happy. You have to be intelligent to know what class devotee you're dealing with. Your happiness comes from your relationship with Guru and Krishna. If you're satisfying your spiritual master, even if the devotees are not pleased with you, then you can be satisfied. Understand?
Po pats būdamas ne kitas žinos, kur čia tą mokytą patenkinti, o kur tu čia nepatenkinti tą mokytą.
Bet kol žmogus neofitas, jis negali žinoti, kur čia patenkina mokytą, kur jo nepatenkis.
But while myself, I am neophyte, so I cannot know always is my spiritual master happy or not.
You have to ask him. I'm just an email away. My disciple has a need, they can write me every day. There's no restriction. Anytime anyone needs help, I'm here to help you.
Kaip reikia suprasti grėsmę atsidavusį prieštaringą pamokslavimą ir principų atžvilgių ir kaip padaryti pravintiesiams baktams tokioje įtapą.
Kokiu principu?
Reguliatyvių principų. Pavyzdžiui, ir ar tai reiškia jokie, ar tai reiškia, kad jie nėra grėsmė atsidavusiai, nes aš šio Prabhupada komentarė trečios grėsmės 31 skyriui tvirtina tai, ir taip pat papildo Šrimad Bhagavatam 11 grėsmės 20 skyriui.
Kaip reiktų priimti vyresnių atsidavusių ir prieštaringus pamokymus apie reguliuojamosius principus? Reikia suprasti, kad tie atsidavusiai nėra vyresni, jeigu jie prieštarauja, ar kaip suprasti, nes Prabhupada būtent taip ir sako, kad jie nėra vyresni, kad nėtose kosmos.
How one should accept senior devotees preaching about regulative principles which are different. Some devotees say this, some devotees say this. So how to properly accept? Maybe they are not senior devotees because they are preaching.
Yeah, sometimes older devotees are not properly situated in this event. Sad reality. I mean, sometimes they say all kinds of things sometimes. You have to really read the books. No. One devotee here was saying that we have to pick our rasa. I mean, it's so bogus philosophy. And later he said, well, I didn't mean to say it, it just came out of my mouth. So, it's just because someone's an older devotee doesn't mean they're not going to be, their preaching will always be correct. That means you have to read the books. So you're not misguided. Prabhupada said, every one of my disciples must read all of my books or they'll fall down. So sadly, we have devotees in this continent speech bogus philosophy. It's a fact. Even older devotees. So one has to read these books. As far as about this, the regulated principles of householder life, I've written an essay about that. I'll email it to you. And what happened to the printing? Is it printing printed?
Today it will be.
He'll give you a printed copy of it also. It's complete. It's totally based on Prabhupada's letters and Prabhupada's books. It's just Prabhupada's words. And devotees, there's all these people are watering down our Krishna consciousness movement in different ways. You know, watering it down. They're cheapening it. Adding these ideas of sense gratification. You can have sense gratification. But actually, no. One has to strictly avoid illicit sex. In the nectar devotion, it says, in front of the deities, don't hold your knees like this. When the curtains open. So let's see. Any other? Yes.
Kaip neofitas atsidavusi, kuris nėra daug apsiskaitęs. dvasiškai tobulėti, jeigu jis negali priimti autoritetą.
Jeigu autoritetą, jie, kaip sakome,
jeigu autoritetą, jie pamokslauja klaidingai.
So, what to do for neophyte devotee who is not already read so many books and
start reading. Read regularly. Bhagavad Gita. Nectar of Devotion. Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Easy journey to other planets. Nectar of Instruction. Krishna book. Read these books as soon as you can, all of them. And keep reading them again and again your whole life. And then you'll understand exactly what Prabhupada said. You understand exactly what you're supposed to do. But if we don't read the books, it's just Maya will take over.
Okay.
The movement will be destroyed if we don't read these books.
So how to accept this authorities who are preaching different.
You have to understand they're not authorities. Anybody who deviates from Prabhupada is no longer an authority. Prabhupada is the one authority. And whoever preaches according to Prabhupada's teaching, they are authority. Others are not authorities. They're giving their own opinions. They're not giving Prabhupada's words. So you can respect them. We in English we call it taking with a grain of salt. You take what's good, you leave the, you know, you can take what's good of what they're saying and leave the bad
side.
Someone's preaching nicely, but then they throw in some, you know, some bogus philosophy, well, then you appreciate the good things he said and you reject the bad things he said. Just like you can take gold even from a filthy place. Gold can be taken even from a filthy place. Just like the Ritvik people, they're so full, they're so much garbage in what they said. But still, they all glaze the Prabhupada. So, if somebody is preaching bogus philosophy, you should know they're preaching bogus philosophy. And you should report it to your authorities. You should report it to Kedarnath Prabhu. This devotee is preaching against Prabhupada's teachings. No one sitting on this Vyasasan should be allowed to speak anything against Prabhupada's teaching. They either have to be corrected or banned, one of the two. So you have an authority here, you have Kedarnath Prabhu, you have Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, your GPC. They are meant to deal with these things. Does it make it clear? Okay. Yeah.
How to become real friend to everyone?
The way to become the real friend to everyone is trying to always act for the in such a way that everybody can become Krishna conscious. To want to not hate anyone, to love everyone, to want to see that everybody can advance in Krishna consciousness. That's what it means to be the friend. That means friend of all living beings. Okay, our time is up. So we'll stop here.
Cheers.
Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai.